We'll be singing hymn 4 this morning, verse 1 at the beginning, verse 2 at the end. So hymn 4, verse 1. Who will we see in heaven? What will we be like in heaven? What will we do in heaven? We have lots of questions about heaven. You notice most of them have to do with sensory experiences. Seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, tasting. But I ask you now, to disregard your physical senses. Don't be fooled by what you see at this moment, or what you hear, except for the Word of God, or what you feel or what you smell. So, are you ready? This is heaven. Right here, right now. But wait, are you still looking at these things? Are you still seeing a gymnasium? Are you feeling the bleachers? Are you well, we won't go there. Forget your senses, except for the hearing of the Word of God. And what I'm about to read is a compilation of scripture passages. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, whom he raised from the dead and seated at his right hand in the heavenly places. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made complete, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Everything that I've read is true right here, right now. We have been raised up together with Christ. We have been seated in the heavenly places in Christ. We have come here and now to the heavenly Jerusalem. Look not through the eyes of your body, but through the eyes of faith. And what do you see here? An innumerable company of angels? The assembly of the firstborn registered in heaven? You see with the eyes of faith God and the spirits of the righteous and Jesus, These things which our physical eyes will view when we get to heaven, the heaven above, these things are here and surrounding us right now. The saints, these fellow believers, they're sitting around you right now. The holy angels are filling this gymnasium right now. God Himself is present and here with us, listening to our prayers, accepting our praises, and smiling on us in love is Jesus, our mediator, our Savior. Every kind of heavenly being is here with us right now. If we can close our physical eyes and open our spiritual eyes, we will see them. And what will we be like in heaven, the heaven above? Again, we shut off the physical senses, turn on the spiritual. In heaven, we will be sinless. We will be clothed with righteousness. We will wear crowns of glory. We will be flooded with the richest blessings. All of this we have, here and now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. What will we do in heaven? We will find no greater joy than that of praising our Lord who has saved us and serving Him in every way possible. And that we are doing here and now. With these words, I am praising Him, and you have already praised Him in the first verse of the hymn, and will be again. And as we do this, not with these ears, but with spiritual hearing, can you hear the angels singing with us? God can. Joining us. Book of Revelation has a number of visions which talk about the angels in heaven joined together with the church, with us, singing songs of praise to the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. The other great joy that we have is that of serving our Lord and Savior. And this we can do here and now. Those of you who will become pastors will carry out your heavenly service to the Lord, proclaiming the wonders of His grace, the beauties of His glory, souls rescued and sustained by that word, will join you and us in these heavenly places. Those who become teachers will carry out the work, their heavenly service, helping the little ones to grow in their knowledge, and through that knowledge of the Word, to grow in faith and in love. They will be teaching them songs of praise and thanksgiving. Those who become members of congregations will serve the Lord by sharing their faith with friends and neighbors, by inviting them to church, by supporting the efforts of the church, their churches, by giving a life of love to God and man. So you see, we have ascended to heavenly places through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here in the presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, here in the presence of the holy angels, here in the presence of the saints on earth, here where we actually can hear God talking to us through His servants, encouraging, comforting, sustaining, assuring. for this moment, for this time, this gymnasium is one of the heavenly places. In a spiritual sense, then, we are already in heaven. And there's nothing that can take that away from us. Nevertheless, we await the day when the barriers will be removed. Sin, death, Satan. And then, with our physical eyes, we will see what is already ours. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Verse 2.